Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. So, welcome back. Just a quick recap. If you didn't listen to the last show, I basically talked about the letter to yourself as a tool. So, check that show out if you want to have something that will absolutely give you some clarity. But I also talked about true potential and what my good friend in the NHL, you know, did. So, check out that last show. But I wanted to come back to the NHL and, you know, the things that I was talking about with my friend Glenn. And, you know, we talked about the fact that every time you went and you took an action, that there was going to be a result, and that result then gives you a belief system, and then the belief system, you know, continues your true potential. And, you know, depending on, again, the drive inside of yourself and the motivation, which you have to find by yourself, by the way. Motivation is not anything I can give you, but I can encourage you through inspiration. And I truly believe that's what you should be looking for, is things that inspire you. Things that can really help you identify what you want. Because stuck in the muck, which this show is all about, is, again, designed around understanding exactly what you want. And like my friend Glenn in the NHL, he knew that he was going to the big game and basically worked his ass off every way he could to get there. And listen, nothing's going to come simple. Better yet, nothing's going to come easy, but it is simple. See, doing this podcast and I can just correct myself. So bear with me. I'm not perfect. Remember my first show? I'm going to suck, but I hope to get better and I continue to bring you good value. And that's why I just want to be real with you and have you come in. But that being said, it's not easy to do things. There's no easy way. I'm not going to teach you any easy hack or something that you're going to be able to, you know, just voila and take a ninja dust and create something. You have to work for it. But there are simple methods and there are things that you can do. And that's my intention with the show, is to give you a way that you can get out of that muck, which is, again, your own self. So, you need to know yourself and you have got to ask some questions. And I actually, it's funny, I just did a training for my corporate clients and I talked a little bit about a principle that I wrote into my book called the Who Are You Principle, which takes an element of a question and turns it into identifying areas of your life that will absolutely give you more clarity on who you are. But I want to know, you know, quite frankly, what it is that you want. And if you don't know, you know, with 100% certainty of what that is, then that's your first start. Outside of your letter that you wrote in the last episode to yourself 1 year from now, this is a great time, if you haven't already done that, to maybe go back and, you know, rewrite some things right now based on some questions that you can ask yourself. And by the way, I'm on the move right now. I'm in my car and I'm doing a podcast. I'm about to roll right into some big rain, so hopefully I get this all out before that. But hey, we'll see how it sounds, and if you can bear with it, I'll be okay, because this is not about perfect or being having perfection. It's about excellence for me, and these are some of the excellent tools that I can give you so that, again, you can move the needle in your life. But you need to know what you want. Really think about that. And I always say, get the pen and pad of paper out, or your journal, which I like to carry around, and write. This is going to help you crystallize thought. And I know one thing about crystallizing thought is the clearer you get, the faster stuff starts to appear in your life. And I really encourage you to write this down. So ask the question, what do you want? Why do you want it? That's the second question. Why do you want this? What is it going to do for you in your life? What are the things that it's going to help improve or perhaps, you know, provide you the clarity you're looking for? I'm not quite sure why you're listening to this show, but hopefully you're starting to get a little bit comfortable with me, and hopefully some of the things I talk about resonate, because that's what's really important to me, is providing value. That's why I ask a lot of questions. You know, questions help me build several companies. Questions help me get a lot of clarity in my own life. Questions helped me identify the things that I really wanted to do. And the beauty is, I'm now doing what I really love to do. And I think that all people, including yourself, should be doing what you love. But what do you want and why do you want it? That is the question, or two questions, that you really got to get clear on. Now, once you're very clear on what it is you want, why do you want it? What feeling is it really that you're trying to achieve by the time you get it, or it starts manifesting in your life? How are you really going to feel? And this is the magic, folks, because emotion is such a powerful, powerful tool, but you got to know how to use it, because it can also knock you off your kilter a little bit and, you know, throw all kinds of things into your life, as we all know, depending on how you react emotionally. But emotions can also play such a huge role in achieving the things that you really want. So, you know, understanding the feeling that you're going to get when you achieve the goal that you want, and you know unequivocally why you want it, it brings you to a whole new level of clarity. And that is really what this show is all about. If you're stuck right now in the muck, you got to get clear. And this is a huge tool that I know is really going to make a difference in your life. So, getting back to my friend Glenn in the NHL, or ex-NHL player, he basically, you know, knew exactly what he wanted. Then he gained a lot of clarity by going through a whole other area of his life in discovery of these questions, quite frankly, that he posed to himself. It's funny, you know, when I created this understanding about the questions I wanted to ask, it's funny that, you know, pro or professionals are really, really in tune with these things. So it gives you some insight there, folks, that if you want to be a pro, you got to start really focusing in on these types of things so you understand how you're going to move the needle in your life. Let's get back to the fourth question. Once you know what you want, why you want it, what feeling you're going to get, you got to ask this question. Why do you want that feeling? Oh, now we're going down a rabbit hole. Oh yeah, that I just asked you. Now, once I ask a question, the beauty about your brain, it's trying to solve that question or at least come up with the answers. So I'm sorry if I went down a little rabbit hole that I know you're going to get a lot of good information from. So ask the question. Ask that question again. Why do I want that feeling? And once you actually can, you know, really tune into that, that's when some amazing magic can happen in your life. And I'm really excited for you guys, because these are some of the tools that I'm going to keep bringing the boom on this show, because I really love the fact that when people use them and they get results and I hear comments, it's absolutely amazing and makes me feel really great that I'm providing this to you. But here's the last question, because I don't know what this rain sounds like, but I'm probably going to get off my podcast soon just so I can make sure that you guys can hear this properly. And here it goes. Why is that feeling missing now from your life? Uh-oh, I just went down the rabbit hole way deeper, but for good reason. Now, answer those five questions, folks. I'm going to leave that tool with you right now, because that is a framework that I really want you to work off of. It's going to make a huge difference if you're able to create that in your life. And I can't wait to circle back. I will touch base on this podcast in my next one. But you know how this goes. We could never do anything without saying this, by the way. Do something nice for someone and go kick ass.